The Business Journal states more than 33,200 people moved from California to Colorado between the years 2021 and 2022. That means California is the greatest source of migrants to Colorado. Texas at the number two spot with 25,466 of its residents moving to the Centennial State between 2021 and 2022. So many of our clients make the move from California each year. So what is that like? Well, we're going to break it down. Cost of living, what to expect, pros and cons, and more. So stay tuned to the end. If you're thinking of making that move from California to Colorado, you're not going to want to miss what's in this video.
Are you thinking of moving or living in Colorado? Realtors Lori Derrickson and Kayleen Zabadik with Colorado's Finest Agency provide you with a local perspective on what it looks and feels like to live, work, and play in the Front Range of Colorado. Colorado's Finest Agency helps hundreds of people just like you make the move to Colorado each year. Give them a call or text anytime. 720-438-4181.
What's going on, everyone? It's Kayleen Zabadik and Lori Derrickson will be here shortly. And we're from Colorado's Finest Agency here in Denver, Colorado. We are one of your top relocation teams here in the Denver area. And if you're ready to make that move to Denver or buy or sell real estate in Denver, put those numbers into your phone and reach out. So why Colorado? Well, since 2010, nearly a quarter of residents who move to Colorado each year are from either California or Texas. What are some of the biggest differences between the two states that have so many people moving here year after year? Keep going to see six popular reasons people are moving from Colorado to California these days. So number one is the sunshine. The state of Colorado's climate offers a unique appeal that draws attention from people across the country, especially from those states like California. We're known for the abundance of sunshine here in Colorado, and it outshines even the Golden State in terms of clear sunny days. So while California often is celebrated for its sunny weather, averages around 200 days of sunshine per year, Colorado boasts an impressive tally of nearly 300 days of sunshine versus that 200. So this significant difference is a key factor in the growing trend of individuals and families that are opting to relocate from places like Los Angeles, where maybe air quality is also an issue, such as smog, those are some of the persistent concerns of people that we talk to. So the allure of Colorado's blue, clear skies and the pristine air of the Rocky Mountains is becoming increasingly attractive. So this shift is not just about seeking better weather, but it also reflects a growing preference for that lifestyle that offers a cleaner air and a connection with the natural environment. Aspects that are abundantly available here in Colorado's picturesque landscape. So, median household income. While Colorado's economic landscape presents a notable advantage in terms of household income when it comes and is compared to California. So, a key factor that is increasingly influencing relocation decisions. The median household income here in Colorado, which approximately is about $78,000, surpassed that of California, where the median is only around $69,000. So this difference is not just a matter of statistical interest, but has real-world implications for individuals and families. In an era where financial stability is a top priority for many, the prospect of a higher income is compelling enough for reason to make that move to Colorado. Colorado's higher median income suggests that potentially we have a better or a stronger job market and better paying opportunities, which are critical factors for people trying to stretch their budgets further in times of, you know, economic uncertainty. This financial lure, combined with Colorado's other lifestyle benefits, is making the state an increasingly popular choice for those seeking both economic and quality of life improvements. This trend reflects a broader shift where financial considerations are becoming a primary factor in determining where people choose to live and work. Go Banking Rates recently compiled data on the cost of living, population, rental costs, healthcare costs, and a little bit more to see just how far $100,000 could hypothetically go in 50 of the major U.S. cities. Denver ranked 12th, the 12th most expensive city. All of the cities that were more expensive than Denver were near the East and West coasts, and 8 of them were in California. So according to the study, Denverites who make $100,000 end up bringing home about $74,000 of that after taxes. After taxes, rent, groceries, healthcare, utilities, transportation costs, and so on, there was about $21,000 left for everyday expenses and spending. And 8 cities in California were more expensive, leaving less money in the family's pocket after all of those expenses.
Let's talk about marijuana. The Association of Colorado, which legalized recreational and medical marijuana, is notably strong, distinguishing it as a leader in the cannabis industry despite its smaller size compared to the state of California. The Centennial State, renowned for its progressive stance on marijuana legalization, is home to approximately 1,000 dispensaries and retailers offering those cannabis products. This is a striking figure, especially when compared to California, a state 1.5 times larger in size, yet only noting around 600 legally operating dispensaries. So this discrepancy highlights Colorado's robust and well-established cannabis market, which has become a key part of our economic and cultural identity throughout the U.S. So Colorado's high number of dispensaries not only reflects the state's pioneering role in cannabis legalization, but also indicates a higher degree of market saturation and accessibility for consumers. As a result, Colorado has become a benchmark for other states considering navigating the complexities of marijuana legalization, offering insight into effective regulation, economic benefits, and societal impacts. The state's success in integrating cannabis into its economy and culture continues to attract attention and tourism, if we're honest, further solidifying its reputation as a central hub for the legalization of the marijuana industry. I will say, however, from a personal experience, that although Colorado is known for its progressive stance on legalization of marijuana, I really don't see it in my everyday life. It's not like it sits there at every corner, it's in your face, or you have to encounter it if you don't want to. Yes, it's legal, but I raise my kids here, and I don't think it has a strong presence or impact in that manner. So let's talk about desirability. So Denver, in particular, this is a true stat, went from number 2 to number 99th as far as desirability as a place to live in the U.S., mainly due to the cost of living in Colorado's housing has recently become one of the most affordable in the nation. And here is another honest stat, like we're honest with you about this move from California to Colorado, or wherever you're moving from, but our homeless population has almost tripled since 2010 as our housing prices continue to rise.
So population growth. So the projected population surge in Colorado by 2050 raises significant concerns regarding infrastructure and resource management. The state, known for its scenic landscapes and outdoor recreational opportunities, may face substantial challenges in maintaining the quality of life that attracts residents and tourists alike. So with an increase of 1.8 million people, the demand for housing, water, and public services is expected to rise dramatically. So this influx could lead to increased housing costs, potentially creating issues of affordability and homelessness that are already present in many of the Colorado cities. So furthermore, the strain on the water resources is a critical issue in the arid West and will likely intensify as unless we get more innovative solutions for water conservation and management. So another point, traffic. The anticipated population growth brings into focus the issue of transportation and traffic congestion. So currently ranked as the 15th most congested state in the U.S., Colorado could see a significant deterioration in traffic conditions, impacting daily commutes and air quality and overall public health. The state's transportation infrastructure is primarily designed for a smaller population and may struggle to accommodate a large surge, leading to a longer travel time and increased vehicle emissions. So this scenario underscores the need for a comprehensive and forward-thinking approach to urban planning and public transportation. Investments in sustainable transportation options, such as expanded public transportation systems, bike lanes, pedestrian-friendly urban centers, it could be critical in mitigating those negative impacts in the population growth as far as the state traffic and environmental health is concerned. However, many Californians moving here to Colorado, and particularly to the Denver area, consider Denver's traffic conditions very minimal compared to California's. California's drivers waste approximately 14.75 hours a year in traffic congestion, ranking 43rd in the nation, much worse than Denver's 15th ranking.
Now let's look at the cost of living, the stark contrast between cost of living in San Francisco, for example, and Denver. As highlighted by NerdWallet, has significant implications for individuals and families considering relocation, with San Francisco's cost of living being 65% higher than Denver's. This disparity is most pronounced in the housing market. So Denver's median home price stands at $656,000, which is substantially less in comparison to San Francisco's staggering median of $1.4 million. This difference not only affects the immediate affordability of housing, but also has a broader economic implication. Let's look at the same stats if you are living currently in Orange County, California, and where you're watching this. The cost of living is 28% higher in Orange County as compared to Denver. So in Colorado, residents benefit from several cost advantages compared to many other states, making an attractive option for those seeking a more affordable lifestyle. One of the most noticeable differences is in fuel prices, with gasoline typically being cheaper per gallon, a factor that can significantly reduce the cost of commuting and travel for residents. Additionally, childcare. Many of our clients have kiddos that move out here to Colorado. On average, and we're looking at California, and it depends upon where you're living, daycare and childcare is 9% lower than many other states or many other areas in California. This reduction can provide substantial financial relief for families, particularly with multiple children or single family parent households. Furthermore, apartment living, let's talk about that. Apartment living in Colorado is notably more affordable, about 18% cheaper on average than many places in California. This affordability in housing is particularly beneficial for young professionals, students, those in early stages of their career, enabling them to live more comfortably while managing other expenses. These factors combined contribute to Colorado's appeal as a state that offers a balance of economic practicality as well as the quality of life. All right, so we're going to move on. We're going to talk about property taxes. So when comparing property taxes from Colorado to California, there are significant differences that reflect the varying fiscal policies of each state. Colorado is known for having relatively low property tax rate, actually one of the lowest in the nation. So Colorado is around 0.49, almost 0.5% of the property's assessed value. This rate is notably lower than the national average, making Colorado an attractive option for homeowners seeking to minimize their tax burden. So in contrast, California's property tax system is more complex, primarily governed by Proposition 13 passed in 1978, so it's been a while. This law capped the property tax rate at 1% of the property's purchase price and limits annual increases in the assessed value to a maximum of 2%, except when the property changes ownership. Despite these caps, the high real estate prices in California can lead to substantial property tax bills, often significantly higher than those here in Colorado. So for example, a $600,000 home here in Denver will have a property tax of approximately $2,800. Of course, this can vary, but this provides you with a general idea.
So the cost of utilities is also a key factor in the overall cost of living and when comparing Denver to Los Angeles. There are notable differences. So generally, residents in Denver experience a lower utility cost compared to those in Los Angeles. This includes such expenses as electricity, heating, cooling, water, and garbage collection. So in Denver, the combination of a more temperate climate and energy efficient sources often result in lower heating and cooling costs. Additionally, the cost of electricity per kilowatt hour tends to be more affordable in Denver. On the other hand, Los Angeles, with its denser population and higher demand for resources, typically sees higher utility costs. So for example, a 3,700 square foot home, I pay about $450 a month for household utilities, which include electric, water, gas, and wastewater. So what do you need to be prepared for when moving from California to Colorado? Well, these are four things that our clients noted. They noticed a difference in after they made the move. So a slower pace of life. In Colorado, particularly in cities like Denver, there's a noticeable shift towards a more relaxed lifestyle. A definite contrast to the often fast-paced and hectic environment found in cities of California. And I know that sounds like most would enjoy that, but when you are used to that crazy hustle and bustle of city life, you really must ask yourself if you're okay with maybe slowing down a bit. Many individuals are also drawn to Denver because it serves as a gateway to outdoor activities, with easy access to hiking trails, camping spots, and natural scenery. This proximity to nature encourages a lifestyle where taking time to appreciate the simpler pleasures like a leisurely hike or a quiet moment in the outdoors is highly valued. So the emphasis on work-life balance is significantly more pronounced here than areas like maybe the Bay Area, where a professional environment can be a little bit more intense. People in Denver, based on my personal interactions, seem to truly cherish their surroundings and make the most of their leisure time, using it to maybe unwind and embark on new and various adventures. So furthermore, comparing the urban settings of downtown Denver versus downtown San Francisco reveals striking differences. So Denver's downtown area, while it's vibrant, is definitely less and noticeably less congested. So finding parking might require some effort, but in general, it's more feasible than a densely populated maybe street of San Francisco. So the difference in population sizes in Stark, Denver's population hovers around 716,000, and the Bay Area is home to over 7 million residents. So this contributes to Denver's more spacious and open feel, even though traffic remains a topic of complaint among commuters. So the overall atmosphere in Denver, known as the Mile High City, offers a more laid-back urban experience and it makes it a more appealing alternative for those seeking a balance between city living and easy access to nature.
Now, I know people in California love the outdoors, don't get me wrong, and I'm not saying that they don't, but Colorado takes the love of the outdoors to a whole new level, I swear. Denver boasts more than 850 miles of biking trails and a multitude of opportunities to get outside and be rejuvenated, they say. And that is Denver for you. Living in Denver, you have access to numerous mountain towns also within a couple hours. Think of Vail, Breckenridge, Aspen, Winter Park, Estes Park, and I could really go on and on. In Denver, Colorado, the love for the outdoors is not just a pastime, it's like a fundamental part of our culture and identity here. This passion is vividly reflected in the lifestyle of our residents here in Denver who embrace that vast array of all outdoor activities available right at our doorsteps. So Denver's unique geographical location, nestled in the edge of the Rocky Mountains, provides easy access to numerous nearby mountain towns, like we noted, each offering a distinctive blend of different types of recreational opportunities. Whether it's that thrilling skiing you all have heard about here in Denver in the winter, or those lush hiking trails in the summer, or those picturesque mountain biking paths in the spring and fall, there's always something to draw that outdoor enthusiast here. In the mountain town, which are easily accessible from Denver, they serve as a gateway to some of the country's most breathtaking natural landscapes and provide a playground for activities like rock climbing, kayaking, camping, and I could go on that forever as well. So the proximity to such diverse and high-quality outdoor experiences is a major reason why Denverites are so outdoor-oriented. This deep-seated appreciation for nature not only drives locals to stay active and healthy, but also fosters that strong sense of community among those who share these interests, as you'll see wherever you go throughout Denver. So in Denver, the mountains are more than just that scenic backdrop. They're actually an integral part of our city's spirit, I would say, and daily lives of its people, which you will see when you come to visit or live here. All right, so weather. I think one of our most recent clients that moved here from California said it best. He said, upon my arrival in Denver, owning a winter coat wasn't in my wardrobe. I did not have one. A situation I soon had to solve, so thanks to Colorado's famous ever-changing weather. However, the climate here has never made him contemplate leaving this beautiful state. The generous amount of sunshine we receive here makes the winter season quite manageable and far from severe, but it's wise to invest in a sturdy winter jacket, as you will soon see when you get here. For this, REI stores throughout Denver are a great resource, offering comprehensive selection to everything you could possibly need to navigate that Colorado outdoor and Colorado's varied weather. But you must be prepared, I think this is important, that Colorado does have four seasons. All right, so I want to talk about public transportation. So the launch of the A-Line train connecting Union Station and the airport was met by great enthusiasm by Denver residents a few years ago. This addition to our rail system has been a fantastic development, offering incredible, convenient, and user-friendly mode of transportation. RTD has done an impressive job in creating an extensive light rail network that has been great for residents all across the region. With Denver's expansion in the past decade, major arteries like I-70, I-25, I-225, Santa Fe, and 6th Avenue have become overwhelmed with traffic. Congestion is now a regular occurrence here, happening at all hours, honestly, rather than just being that occasional inconvenience during rush hour. So to circumvent these persistent traffic snares, the rising costs of parking, and more people opting for public transportation, you're seeing more and more here. In the southern part of the Denver metro area, the light rail line runs along I-25 and Santa Fe routes. Each station is conveniently equipped with accessible parking options, including street and facility spaces. But if I'm honest, Denver's public transportation system fails in comparison to major cities in California, especially larger areas like LA and San Francisco. Denver honestly has a ways to go. So one quick thing I want to mention here is something else that's come up with our clients is our geography. Denver is surprisingly flat. I know when you think of Denver, you think of those Rocky Mountains, but Denver itself, it's situated just before those Rocky Mountains. So none less of our neighborhoods, including Clayton, Regis, Lohi, are privileged with impressive views, but a lot of times people think Denver might be more rolling hills. And it, for the most part, it actually is pretty flat. But just a 45-minute drive from the city's city center transports you into the captivating foothills, as we talked about, to those Rocky Mountains. So this proximity opens up a wide variety of outdoor activities, whether that is like that hiking or ski trip in Summit or Eagle County. Such excursions are rewarding for all Denverites throughout the city. So those seeking adventure close to the city, destinations like Golden, Evergreen, Morrison are more conveniently located near Denver and offer a rich variety of activities, ranging again from hiking, paddleboarding, ice skating. So these surrounding areas are treasures for those who love outdoor recreation and are really considered like a suburb of Denver and always a great experience for those here locally.
So last but not least, let's talk a little politics. So following the latest election results, Colorado has shifted towards becoming a more of a Democratic stronghold, especially in the Denver, Boulder, and specific mountain towns in Colorado. So this political shift is evident as both of Colorado's senators are now Democrats. In the House of Representatives, out of the 7 congressional seats Colorado holds, Democrats have a slight majority with 4 of those seats. Additionally, the state's governor is a member of the Democratic Party. However, it's important to also acknowledge that Republican support remains significant in certain areas, particularly on the Eastern Plains and along the Western Slope. Counties like El Paso and Douglas, which are home to Colorado Springs and Castle Rock, also continue to lean towards the Republican side. All this to say, whether you are a Republican or a Democrat, you can find a home here in Colorado. Many people reach out and the first question they ask is, do Coloradans really hate Californians? And the answer is no. Maybe I would change your license plate as soon as possible. So in all reality, we help hundreds of families make that move from out of state to Colorado each year, and many of them from California. And all of them have said they have felt welcomed and love Colorado. So if you're thinking of making that move, put those numbers into your phone and give us a call or text anytime. For now, we're out from Colorado.